So right now I do have myself talking to the camera with the shotgun mic. I'm just gonna quickly show you guys. So right now I do have my Comica VM20 mic on top of my camera. So I'm just talking to myself and the camera so that you guys can hear what it feels like, especially. So right now I do have myself talking to the camera with the shotgun mic. I'm just gonna quickly show you guys. So right now I do have my Comica VM20 mic on top of my camera. So I'm just talking to myself and the camera so that you guys can hear what it feels like, especially.
All right guys, so we're back to using the audio straight from the camera. I'm having to shout because it's pretty noisy. There is a lot of traffic coming underneath me. I'm not sure whether you can hear me at all or not, but we're about to switch over to the VideoMic Pro to see how much of a difference that makes. All right guys, so we're back to using the audio straight from the camera. I'm having to shout because it's pretty noisy. There is a lot of traffic coming underneath me. I'm not sure whether you can hear me at all or not, but we're about to switch over to the VideoMic Pro to see how much of a difference that makes.
Actually, before I go, I thought I'd do a quick comparison to see the difference when you're filming at a distance. This is the audio coming straight out of the camera, so when we're at this distance, you can see how it sounds. Now let's switch over to the VideoMic Pro and we'll check that out too.